You don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad they got. Try to imagine all life as you know it, stopping instantaneously.
Oh my, that's tasty, delicious stuff right there. Black on Black on Black. We'll be back next Monday night, 6 o'clock p.m. right here on Radio Valencia. Isn't that delightful? Of course it is. Good evening. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hill. Live here in the studio, deep in the heart of the Mission District. Well, at least live tonight on October 28th of 2024. Oh, folks, we're just 7 days and a handful of hours shy of the general election. Are you ready? Have you already voted? I voted. I voted a week ago by mail. I've been voting by mail for over a decade, maybe two by now. How'd you vote? Are you voting? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you need me to share how I voted? You know, I was going to do a show tonight all about the election. That was my plan. But then somebody died and I kind of got in the way. And now I have to do a freaking tribute. That's how it goes. And this tribute absolutely outweighs the election. You're like, John, shut up. No, man, I'm telling you, Phil Lesh died. And I'm a dead freak. I just have to be honest with you. If you listen to my show regularly, you're like, what are you talking about? You never play the Grateful Dead. It's true. I don't really. And I think it's mostly because I'm such a huge Dead freak. You know, I love that band. I've loved them for so many years, you know. They've been so important to me. And because of that, I've just kind of figured I don't need to play them for you. I'm playing them for me at home, and I think I'd end up freaking out and just play too much of them all the time, you know. So for tonight, I've done it like when John Barlow died. I did a tribute. Robert Hunter died. I did a tribute. Tonight though is Phil Lesh. Phil Lesh passed away, the great bass player of the Grateful Dead, lead bass player, a very unique person. I'll talk about him quite a bit tonight, but that's going to be Dead and Dead related stuff. Here we go.
You know, I know George played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now, what's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
can see clear to another day. Maybe been seen before through other eyes on other days while going home. What do you want me to do? It's all a dream we dreamed one afternoon long ago. Walk into splintered sunlight, inch your way through dead dreams to another land. Maybe you're tired and broken, your tongue is twisted with words half spoken and thoughts unclear. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? A box of rain will ease the pain and love will see you through. Just a box of rain. Don't just pass it on. Sun and shower, wind and rain, in and out the window like a moth before a flame. And it's just a box of rain.
Let's listen to those gents.
Now, this song here is one of the first originals that we wrote, or that actually that I wrote, because I wrote the words and the music. If you don't count the music that we recorded on the Autumn Records demo under another name, we called ourselves the Emergency Crew for a little while. And typically of my songs, it's kind of complicated and hard to remember and hard to play. But you can hear the youthful exuberance coming out of every note, really. We're trying our best to hammer this baby down, and I think that comes out in the recording. This song is known as Cardboard Cowboy, but it's actually was called The Monster. And I'm not sure why we called it that, except maybe it was just so big and ugly and hard to play.
Me. above me, there is no place to run.
Thank you.
That hurt. I apologize for that. I didn't mean for that to hurt so much. Dang, John. Figure it out, dude. Radio Valencia. Sorry. Really am. I'm sincerely sorry about that. Slamming in your brains there. That was... I'm doing myself a tribute here to Phil Lesh tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just passed away, 84 years old. Bass player of the Grateful Dead. And Phil and Friends, and Phil and the Family Band, and all that. That was recorded live at Eagles Auditorium in Seattle, Washington, January 22nd, 1968. A soundboard recording there. We heard Born Cross-Eyed, Feedback Jam, and Spanish Jam. They did a number of Spanish jams, mostly in 68, and then sort of a smattering over the years. 74, they had a few really tasty ones as well. But 68, was, you would really get them. And then they would often go into Dark Star, which is what you heard there. Or sometimes it would be like Other One into Spanish Jam or a Dark Star into Spanish Jam. Really fun. I really wanted to give you an idea of what Phil could do. He was a lead bass player. He'd never played bass before. You know, he'd been a trumpet player. He went to Berkeley High, played trumpet. I think he played violin also. Went to CSM where he played music. And then... you know, hanging out with the crowd down in Palo Alto, met Jerry. And, you know, Jerry said, hey, man, you know, come and jam with us and let's see what we could do with this thing. And he joined the Warlocks. You know, Dana Morgan, they worked at Dana Morgan's music, Jerry and Bobby and Billy. And, you know, that's where they would all hang out down in Palo Alto, or San Carlos, pardon me. I think that was San Carlos. And just south of here, I mean, like, I lived in Redwood City. I went to high school in San Mateo, like right there in my backyard. And Dana Morgan, it was the son. Dana Morgan Jr. was the son of the owner of the store. So, you know, he's playing bass for the band. But they needed to get rid of him. And, you know, it was Phil. Phil never played bass. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll play. You know, he was trained. He was a trained musician. And it really showed. So his approach to the bass was very obvious. It was his own unique, original take. It's like, why would I just be playing a simple rhythm? There's so much more fun to be had here. So anyway, Phil Lesh passed away last Friday, 84 years old. You know, he had had a liver transplant, 15 years ago or so, survivor of a couple different cancers, you know, went on to, he bought and operated Terrapin Crossroads. I used to go to that place when it was a steak and seafood place. My dad and I used to go there. And then Terrapin Crossroads, where I saw a number of fun shows. And, you know, then he just kept doing the thing, kept having fun, kept enjoying himself. Musically, and his, you know, fabulous son and the music that they were all playing together and bringing in some really great musicians. I love what he was doing in the studio. I think it was really a blast just with these great folks, including recently he put together these really fun jam sessions that he would do on YouTube. And that was his plan for 2024 moving on, was to be jamming regularly in the studio. And then they would like sit down at the beginning. They'd talk about the music, talk about like their intention with the music. And then they would just go jam. It was so much fun to hear these things. I don't think he never missed a step. You know, I went to those Grateful Dead 50th anniversary shows in Santa Clara. And, yeah, they're okay. I wouldn't have chosen Trey as the guitar player. Steve Kimmock or Stu Allen would have been my preference for both. But that's fine. You know, Phil was just on fire. And those Phil and Bobby shows from a few years ago were really quite incredible also. I have all that stuff. Anyway, we're going until 10 o'clock tonight. John Hill, that's me. Tribute to Phil Lesh. And I want to take something that it's been the 50th anniversary of, from the Mars Hotel. And they just released what's called the Angel Share, which is what they've been doing with their 50th anniversary releases, which is really the idea of here's a bunch of stuff in the vault that we never officially released. And here's an alternate mix of a song that they started doing right near the end of their career before Jerry died. But they never did it before. I think 94 they busted it out. No, 95. I think 95. I'm talking Unbroken Chain. Here's an alternate mix from the Mars Hotel. Unbroken Chain. Grateful Dead. Radio Valencia.
empty window pane. Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. But I could only hear the preacher and the baying of his hounds. Willow sky, oh, I walk and wonder why. They say, love your brother, but you catch it when you try.
Chain of of sky and sea. Oh, broken chain of the western wind, unbroken chain of you and me.
Oh, hot damn, that's quite delicious, don't you think? Yes, indeed, the music never stopped. Recorded live in East Troy, Wisconsin, at Alpine Valley, July 17, 1989. Boy, that band was on fire. Like, 87 through 1990, they were unstoppable. Grateful Dead right here on Radio Valencia. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio every single Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific here in San Francisco, celebrating the life and legacy of Phil Lesh, bass player of the Grateful Dead, who passed away last Friday at the age of 84 years old. I'm a Dead freak. I am. If you're new to my show, tune in every week, but you're really never going to hear the Grateful Dead. It's just not going to happen. And I was saying this earlier in the show, and it's true. I love this band. They're my go-to band. I commute every day to work, and I take BART like 1 hour, and I throw on the E-Tree live music app, and I just listen to the Grateful Dead on my commute, like more often than not. I'd say 90% of the time it's Grateful Dead, and then it's like something very heavy and hard, like it's like Goat or Amel and the Sniffers. OCs, things like that. But Grateful Dead, as a matter of fact, right now, starting at the beginning of the school year, because I am a teacher, I started listening to all of 1987. And so I'm up to May 9th, which is interesting because I was at the May 9th show, May 9th, 1987, down at Laguna Seca Raceway. I was 16 years old, and I lived in San Mateo, and they were playing 2 days at Laguna Seca, the 9th and 10th, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'm going to Monterey to see the Grateful Dead. And my dad, I lived with him through high school. He's such a good guy. God, he's such a good guy. I miss you, Dad. You're the best. And he's like, okay, be careful. And that was this whole thing. Be careful. And, you know, I was. I never got arrested. I never got in accidents. I never ended up in the hospital. I did end up down in Monterey for that weekend, the 9th and 10th. And the 9th was really cool. Very cool show. Camped out that night, and then like at midnight or so, we're getting called back to the stage. All the campers are being called back to the stage, and that's when they recorded the Touch of Grey video. And we thought they were going to do like a set. And we're like, oh my God, it's like a midnight set for the campers. And we realized, but then we're like, if memory serves, all these cameras were like, oh wow, they're going to like videotape a live concert. Holy shit, this is exciting. And the band like is on stage like in their coats. It's cold. It was really cold. In their parkas and coats, with the like, then joking around. And then we found out, oh, you're recording a video. Oh, and that was the Touch of Grey video. And then the next day was the 10th. And Ry Cooter and Bruce Hornsby were the opening act. And such an exciting weekend. It's just thrilling time. I have such a great memory of that. So much fun. This right here that we're listening to is a release called Grey Folded. It's actually many hours of the Grateful Dead live, Dark Star, different Dark Star versions, stemming, like going way back, like 1968, Dark Star, all the way into like 1990. This guy, John Oswald, produced it. And it's just, it's many hours of, it's getting called Grey Folded of different Dark Stars. Kind of blending into each other. So I'm talking over this. I'm not going to talk over the other stuff. Ooh, speaking of the other, I'm going to get to an incredibly long and tasty other one very, very soon. Very, very, like probably with after the next set. I'm going to play a set of music, and then I think I'm going to do that. So, you know, as you noticed, I did play a few Phil songs. Phil didn't sing much. You know, he'd sang backup for a while, and then Donna joined the band and she did the high harmonies, so he didn't do it anymore. And then it was in 1986 they put a microphone in front of him again, and he sang Box of Rain, which he wrote for his father. Robert Hunter wrote the lyrics for his father who was passing. That's what the song was about, or what the song was for. And he obviously did some other ones, Unbroken Chain, which I played, Pride of Cucamonga, which never got a live play from the Grateful Dead. And, you know, so that was Phil, right? And so, however, he did do some covers, and we're going to play a couple of them right here. I'm going to play from March 15th, 1990 at the Capitol Center. What a delight. Oh, sorry. Should I shut up here for a second? Okay, let me shut up. Okay, that's enough of that. Grey Folded. All right, we're going to play his version of Bob Dylan's Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. This comes from a soundboard By the way, I'm mostly an audience listener because I like the feel of the room. But we're going to listen to Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues right here. Radio Valencia. Or are we? I was going to. Here we are.
Some hungry creatures there, they'll surely make a mess out of you. Now if you see St. Annie, won't you please tell her thanks a lot. My stalks, they are twisted and my tentacles are all in a knot. I can't even roll out of the bed and crawl across the floor to take another shot. And my best friend, my drummer, won't even tell me what it was that I dropped. Now, sweet Belinda, the peasants call her the goddess of blues. She speaks such good English when she invites you up into her room.